Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dr. Gene Greisman is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Gene is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We'll celebrate his 18th anniversary real soon, and he is he's a man of many talents, but more especially that I'm the happiest about, I guess, myself, in a selfish way, is how he, what he knows about Abraham Lincoln and what he's, and how he's devoted his life to promoting the life and the times of Abraham Lincoln. He's the one of the top Lincoln portrayers in the on in the galaxy. His book, The Words Lincoln Lived By, is still my favorite in my entire library, and a number of other books he's written. He's an Emmy Award winning television producer, and our good friend Gene Greisman. Welcome back to the show.
I'm glad to be with you. Thanks a lot.
Good to have you here, Gene. One of my favorite things that I've ever read or heard Abraham Lincoln say or write or talk about is something that you reminded me about a few years ago, and that's something that Lincoln penned in one of his inaugural addresses, and he talked about the better angels of our nature, and I've used that term, obviously with attribution to him, but I've used that term in things I've written before. What a beautiful turn of phrase, the better angels of our nature. You know a little bit about that history, don't you?
I love that expression. Here's the setting in which Lincoln used that. He had traveled to Washington for his first inaugural address. Already 7 states in the South had seceded, and many of the members of the Congress had, from those states, had returned, but a few had remained in Washington to see and listen to this new president. And so when he makes his inaugural address, he ends with these words, and I think they're very haunting. He knows this is his last chance to speak directly to these people who are about to go home. And he says, "We are not enemies, but friends. We must not be enemies. Though passion may strain, it must not break our bonds of affection. The mystic cords of memory, stretching from every battlefield and patriot grave to every living heart and hearthstone all across this broad land of ours, will yet again swell the chorus of the Union. When again touched, as surely they shall be, by the better angels of our nature." Isn't that amazing?
And that was the end. That was his last words, wasn't it? And
that is exactly right.
And what do you think? You know a little bit about the history of those words for him, don't you?
Yes, he was not the first person to coin them. Shakespeare used them, and so did Charles Dickens. In somewhat the same way, if you reflect on what we know about human nature, we all have in us impulses that are good and bad. They exist side by side in all of us. And I think in society in a larger sense as well. The American character, we have some pretty bad impulses and some pretty amazingly good ones.
Yes.
And I think that we can, for example, I'm doing a new book on coaches. I think that coaches appeal to their players and try to bring out the better impulse from those players, sacrifice and willingness to give to others and unselfishness. Those are the better impulses, but I bet you have had this experience when you were, say, listening to a sermon or reading a book, or hearing a speech, or maybe seeing a book, a movie, it will make you want to be better, to do good things. And I think that that's what And I think that's what great leaders in every field, whether they be coaches or parents or teachers or people who do talk shows, you want to bring out and inspire the better side of who we are.
Well, that's what you hope for. And I when I think about this, I like the way when he talks about the better angels of our nature, that presumes that we have angels in our nature that are not so good, doesn't it? The fallen angels of our nature, maybe, or something like that. And I think he's, you know, he's making allowances. And isn't this the genius of Lincoln? He's making allowances for the fact that we are imperfect.
Absolutely.
And then encouraging us to focus on the ones that are better.
If you'll think about it, we humans have the capability of being selfish, sort of like sometimes watch the Nature Channel and I see wild animals fighting over a carcass. And each one will go in there and get what it's big enough and capable of tearing away. It's not thinking about the larger good, it's thinking about itself.
Right.
And I think that those are the bad angels of our nature. We think only of ourselves and not the larger good or people around us or caring about or even thinking about the consequences. We are just thinking about ourselves. Sometimes it comes in the heat of passion or anger, that nothing that comes out just unselfishness.
But isn't that how we're going to, if we're going to resolve any kind of civility and any kind of productivity in our society, if we're going to get anything back that we once cared about, aren't we going to have to do this, Gene? Aren't we going to have to? I mean, I think about friends of mine who, well, you and I have been friends a long time, and in many ways we're as different as night and day. But yet we continue to be friends because we focus on the things about each other that we like, not the things that are different. What's it going to take to get that to become the norm rather than an exception? What do you think?
Well, I think that there are at least two. There are probably a number of ways to make that happen, but I think that we can institutionalize, that is, make permanent certain mechanisms in our society that reward that kind of behavior.
We're going to have to do that, and I think that's one of the things I think small business owners do. I think that's the reason why I say for a long time, Gene, I've said, if the world would focus on the way Main Street operates, the world would be better. A quick break, 20 after, right back with Gene Greisman. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.